Some of you. Maybe not all of you, but some of you. 6:23 is our time here on Houston's Morning News. Yep, the Texas population boom is really kind of putting a strain on things like, I don't know, the electric grid. You know, we keep letting all these folks in. Of course, they use
it's
up
just
power.
Crowded.
It is.
Well, it's crowded, and I mean the highways and the. Think about it.
It is. Well, around the major cities, it certainly is. Bob Price joins us, associate editor with Breitbart Texas. He is from Texas. How do you feel about all these come-heres?
Well, I think you nailed it in your lead up there. It's why are they coming here? You know, are they bringing their politics with them from New York and California? Or are they coming here seeking freedom and seeking the things that Texans have come to enjoy over the past decades where we've been the best state in the United States to live in? So, you know, it's a mixed blessing. You get the politicians like it because they get a bigger tax base. They get the prestige of these big companies moving their headquarters here, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But there is a cost to it. And that cost, as you alluded to, is in infrastructure. The roads in this state were already going downhill quickly. And the increased population doesn't make it any better. Water. Electricity, all of these things. And then you add in the cost of increased education because a lot of them are bringing kids with them, and hospitals and even prisons. So, and then mix in all the illegal aliens coming into the country, and you've really got a big mess.
Yeah, come here and stay here and try to build something. That's one thing. But come here like a bunch of locusts, I guess they move on, don't they? Do we have that to hold on to?
Well, let's hope they're coming here to build something. That is what Texans are about. This is a state that was built on opportunity and built on creating and self-supporting your family, all of these types of values that our Texans hold dear. And if people are coming here and adopting those values, protecting the Second Amendment and things like that, then that's a good thing. But as my wife is fond of saying, don't California my Texas.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wish like you could give them a little quiz right when they hit the border. Hey, we have some basic questions for you before we allow you all in. How do you feel about the Second Amendment? You know, that'd be one of the questions I'd be asking. But it doesn't work that way, does it? Here's what I'd be interested to know, Bob Price. Do we change people? Does Texas change people who move here from somewhere else? In other words, they come here from New York or Ohio or anywhere else, and they get here and they just, do they have a tendency, do you think, to simulate to Texas, or do they keep their Midwestern values in some cases or from wherever they're from?
I think that depends on where they move. If they move to conservative parts of Texas, they'll probably adapt into that environment. They moved to Austin, Texas, they're probably going to get more entrenched in their liberal ways as in the environment that prevails itself there. So it's kind of a mixed bag on that. I have talked to some people that have moved here from California, and those particular people were glad that they could own a gun now. They were glad that they had the freedom to start a business and build a business without the overregulation that is rampant in the state that they left. But, you know, you have to look at the shifting voting patterns, and you can see clearly that it has had some impact in liberalizing the state.
Well, it certainly has in the major cities. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Bob Price, associate editor with Breitbart Texas.